have you?
There's Bernard Hopkins with the latest on the track as we welcome in our panel to preview. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nards.
Okay, what do you make of Bendigo this afternoon?
There's a few races I like and hopefully a little bit of value later in the day.
Okay, Warren Huntley is also with us. Warren, how did you go doing the form for today?
Yeah, quite like a few of the races, Nards. Bendigo generally attracts some pretty good quality fields, and I don't think today's any exception for the midweek standard meeting.
All right. The TAB's Trent Langscale is also with us to go through all the latest market moves. How are things, Trent?
Good morning to you, Nadia. They're pretty well, and just referencing what Dean and Warren have just said there about the meeting. Bendigo, one of the provincial tracks where the punters have a bit more confidence compared to some on a Wednesday meeting. And there have been a few races where the punters have shown their hand so far, but we'll hear what Dino and Warren have got to say about this meeting.
Well, we kick things off race number one. This is a maiden to be run over 1,300 metres, and the scratchings are runners 1, 6, 8, 14, and also number 16. How does the market look at the moment?
Well, the top two in the betting, Nadia, have been the focus of the punters throughout this morning. You have More Than Ever, who is the favourite, and has shortened from 3 into 260. There's also been a push for Scipio, who's come in from 6 to 4.20. You've got My Boss, who has got out just a shade from 5 to 5.50. And they're the three gallopers in single figures. Dunlani at 10, High Dun 11, and then it is 13 or better the rest there for those runners in the first. More Than Ever has firmed as the favourite from as much as 3 into 2.60. But there's also been admirers for Scipio, who's been 6 into 4.20.
Okay, so that's race one. Where does the pace come from, Dean?
I'm expecting the inside three gates all, I think, will hold their spot to some degree. Don't know from barrier four. CPO and My Boss have got a little bit of speed. So I think the inner part of the draw certainly holds the key to the speed.
What have you gone for?
More Than Ever resumes from a spell, resumes as a gelding. He's had two recent trials in Adelaide. The second one just couldn't trial any better than he did, and didn't go for the soft kill in Adelaide, straight to Melbourne, and I think Tony McAvoy's pulled the right rein. Saying that, it's a good maiden. 9, My Boss, comes out of a good maiden at Ballarat behind Wild Planet. That form is strong. He ran well. He'll be better for that experience. 10, CPO, worked home nicely at Sale and drawn for probably a little bit better run here. It can be competitive, and High Dun, number 7, first starter. I thought trialled quite well. A little bit keen in its trial, but looked to go okay. But I thought More Than Ever was the one to beat. 4, 9, 10, 7.
So 4 from 9, 10, 7 from Dean. How do you see this race, Warren?
Yeah, gee, he's trialled well More Than Ever, Nards, and had the two trials, so he's not coming over here a little bit underdone. He's drawn nicely, and his debut performance was solid enough also, but as a gelding, he looks to have trialled up really well. He's the key to the race for sure for me, number 4, More Than Ever. Actually thought a recent jump out of number 13, Dunlani, was good. Might have made some improvement during a recent break. She's going to need a bit of luck from the draw, and she'll be probably off the speed and strong late, but gee, I think she's coming to hand well. CPO was solid to the line first up at Sale when there was pretty good market support. So fitter with that run under the belt, extra 100 metres suits. And High Dun, I think, comes through the same jump out recently as Daguila, who won on debut for the Weir Stable yesterday. So there's already some winning form out of that jump out. Of course, as Dean said, was just a little bit keen, but did trial quite nicely. 4, 13, 10, 7.
4 from 13, 10 and 7. Race 1 from Warren, and Dean goes 4 from 9, 10, 7. That's a look at the first. We go over then to race number 2. This is a 3-year-old benchmark 70 over 1,100, and there are no scratchings in this, and we've got a short price favourite here, Trent.
We do have Nadia. You're speaking about Fine Dane, who's pretty solid as the favourite, either being $1.60 or $1.65 throughout this morning, and currently at the top of the market at $1.65. The second and third elects, they have had some support at a price. You have Skidman, who's come in from as much as 8 into 4.80, and also Turn the Tide 10 into 7.50. But it's only specking, but there has been that firm there from the traders. Outside of that, Beauty has drifted from 6.50 to 8.50, and then it is $14 or bigger for the remainder of the field there in the second. And odds on Pop, Fine Dane $1.65. But some specking for Skidman and Turn the Tide, 4.80 and 7.50 respectively.
Okay, so well, that's a look at the market. He's Fine Dane, pretty short here, Dean. What type of run do you have the fave getting in transit?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, Nards, because he can be a little bit slow and then he seems to really get going. So it probably depends on his barrier manners as much as anything. OK Boss and Beauty have drawn directly inside him with speed, and Robe de Fay out wide has got speed. So, yeah, it'll be interesting the first 100 metres watching where he lands, Fine Dane.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk tips. Warren, what are you going for? Are you with the fave?
I can't tip against him. Nargi's probably at a pretty tight quote, and I don't know if I want to back him at that price, but his debut win was terrific at Mowi, where he ran away from some opposition, and there's already been some good winning form out of that race, and he was half a length behind Written By last start, so that's just an irresistible form line. He's just got to still refine his racing manners to some degree, and he's sitting outside Written By and perhaps working a bit in the run might have taken a bit out of him last start. He'd want to get that sort of racing style refined a bit, but he's a real talent to Fine Dane. Beauty's trialled up well to resume here. I think she's coming to hand really well, and there was a bit to like about her debut victory also. So the Tony McAvoy stable with a bit of a strong hand in the first couple of races. Turn the Tide goes well here, and was really solid closing off behind a smart filly in Petrel last start. And I liked a recent jump out of OK Boss from the McArdle stable. Might be better when he gets over a little bit further, but looks ready to run well on the fresh side. 2, 6, 5, 3.
2 from 6, 5, and 3 from Warren. Dean, are you with the favourite?
I'm tipping him. It's a no-bet race at those odds, though, Nards. He hasn't got the right sort of complete racing style to be taking those sort of odds. You want a bit more in your favour than that, but he's the best talent, and if he gets it right, he should win. Beauty has trialled nicely, as Warren mentioned. I thought Skidman back in trip would be competitive, and Turn the Tide, whose two best career runs have been here at Bendigo, next best. But yeah, those odds are probably a watch race for me. Now it's 2, 6, 4, 5.
So 2 from 6, 4, 5 from Dean, 2, 6, 5, and 3 from Warren. But the favourite, we do stress, is very short currently. Race number 3, this is over 2,400 metres, and here there are no scratchings, Trent. We've got another odds on favourite.
Well, you do, Nadia. Now, we've just heard about the thoughts of Fine Dane, and there's been a solid price there for the odds on top in the second. But in the third, there's been a good push for Madam Stoll, who was $2.20 once all the scratchings came through this morning, and now presently odds on at $1.90. My Sophia, there's been just a slight trim in the last half an hour, 12 into 9. And then you've got Reality Show, who has eased from 6 to 9. Coletti at 9.50, and a couple of others that are given some sort of a chance. Alejandro at 10. And Yankee saying 11. But Madam Stoll has been back into an odds-on quote from at 2.20 into $1.90 this morning.
OK, it's been a pretty good go. How have you got these mapping, Dean?
Nards, I would expect that out wide there's a little bit of speed with Alicanto maybe and Khalidi, and I thought Roscoe maybe from the inside would show some speed, but a lot of these sit midfield or a bit worse, so I'm not expecting a huge speed.
Okay, so not a big pace in the race. There's good money here for Madam Stowell. How have you sort of rated the favourite?
Yeah, gee, bravery comes in all forms. she's 16 starts in, but she's amongst her own here. They've had 127 starts between them for no wins, so one of them gets their chance today. I think it'll be Khalidi. I think it's been racing quite well, number 7, and I think it's as good a hope as any in a tough race to assess. Alicanto only has the 4 runs under the belt and getting better and getting a bit more experience at the longer distances. Mr. Kardashian's only had 3 starts, so he's another one with a little bit, maybe a bit more upside. And I've put Madam Stoll in for 4th, but there is no way in the world I could take odds on. It's that sort of race. But I'm probably thinking Khalidi and Alicanto are the two I'd be playing if I was playing the race. 7, 11, 2 and 8.
So 7, 11, 2 and 8 in the event there from Dean. Interesting go here with this favourite now, Warren. It is into a short price.
I think it's a great example of a tip as opposed to a recommended bet, Nards. I think she's the most likely winner, but I couldn't possibly back her at that price. She's had some excuses lately, but she couldn't have got a better run in transit from Noel Callow last start to try and break her maiden at Pakenham on the synthetic track. Out to the 2,400 metres here at maiden grade, so obviously not a strong race. She certainly gets her chance, and I think she's the most likely winner, but I couldn't possibly back her at that price. Interesting runner for me is number 12, Yankee Sang, on a quick backup with the blinkers going on for the Darren Weir stable. She's had 5 starts and yet to run a place, but Maybe the hard fitness and the blinkers going on could certainly sharp her up to the 2400 metres. Khalidi's been going well and has actually raced okay in 58th grade a couple of starts ago. No problem with the fitness, can make her own luck. Riding the speed might be hard to run down, and Alicanto probably ditto. In a race of limited horses, horses that are capable of riding the speed might be able to hang on for at least a place and make their own luck. Don't want to bet in the race because of the price of the favourite, because I don't want to bet around her also. 8, 12, 7, 11.
So we go 8 from 12, 7 and 11 there from Warren. And Dean, he went also, he went 7 from 11, 2 and 8 in that event. So let's go over to the next race, race number 4. And here over 1600, the benchmark 64. The scratching is number 5, Trent, and we've got another odds-on favourite.
We do, Nadia. You're talking about Sabres, who has just earned marginally this morning from $1.90 to $1.85. Silent Roar has been constant around the $3.20 mark as the second elect. They're the dominant pair here in the fourth. You have Arkhamen at 9. Dondre has had a little specking into 9.50, and then it's $14 or bigger the remainder, with Eaton heading those at the $14 mark. Similar to the second race with the Braves here, there hasn't been a real strong push there like there has been for Madame Stoll in the third. But the Braves here, odds on at $1.85 for the fourth of Bendigo.
Okay, so we've got another odds on favourite there with Sabres. How do they map in this race, Dean?
Nads, I'm expecting that out wide, probably Arkhamen is the likely leader. Silent Roar, I think, will use its gate because barriers 1 and 2 don't have a lot of tactical speed. It'll go down to the fence pretty quickly. And then whether Sabres goes forward or just tucks in behind the likes of Dondre and Villa Fortuna.
Let's talk tips. We've got another odds-on favourite to contend with in this race, Warren, and it was a winner going back 2 starts ago. Look, racing quite consistently, this son of Sebring. Honey lightly raced and probably comes through a stronger race last start.
Yeah, benchmark 64 that's now produced a stakes winner in Amphitrite. So that's a strong form line, and I think he stayed at around the 1,400 metres last start, and everything he does, he just maintains that gallop right through the line. So getting up to 1,600 metres should suit. So at around about that price, I'm probably a bit more comfortable to be with him than I would be with, say, Madame Stoll. I think Sabres is going to be very hard to beat. The obvious dangers, Silent Roar, who gets up slightly in distance, might be looking for a little bit further sooner rather than later in the preparation. But she was good first up. She'll be fitter. And as Dean said, she can probably get into a spot where she's making her own luck here and is the one for Sabres to run down. Arkhamen's been going okay for the new stable, gets the tongue tie on here, and perhaps Dondre, who could be strong late, next best. But the market's identified the main chances, and I think very good race for Sabres. 8-6-3-4.
So 8-6-3-4. So Dean Warren's with the favourite. Are you also with the popular way here?
Yeah, I think if you've got a desire to take odds on today, Nards, this is the one of those races 2, 3, and 4 that I'd take. He looks the likely winner to me. He's got a lot more going for him. It was a good run last start, and this looks a fairly suitable race. I think Silent Roar will run well. Went along at a very steady speed, and it was a bit of just a dash home at Pakenham last start. Ran well, and I think is the main danger. Further out to number 2, Derinkler did enough first up. He'll be better over further again, but could place second up at this sort of trip. And Dondre, who ran well on a drier track last start, probably best of his forms, usually been on wet ground, but he ran quite well last time out, next best. 8-6-2-4.
8 from 6-2-4. 8-6-3-4, the other guy's tips in race 4. Now we go to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie today. It's to be run over 1,600 metres and quite a few chances in this event here, Trent.
Complete difference compared to the previous three, Nadia. This is a lot more open. Many more chances here in the single figures. You have Miss Coolangatta, who is at the head of the market at present and has been $3 for most of the morning. One more try is just eased slightly from 4 to 4.20. And you've got Ferocity, who's around the $4.20, $4.40 mark and presently at 4.20. Commando at 6. Hasn't been too much budging in that price today. Similar for Egyptian Gold, also at 6. And then it is $13 or better for the remainder of the field there in the first leg of the quaddie. Many more chances. Miss Coolangatta is a $3 favourite with one more try, and Ferocity sharing the second line at 4.20.
Okay, so That's a look at the market. How do you think this will be run, Dean?
Nards, I'm thinking maybe Outwider Egyptian Gold, one for later first up. Pomando, Itchy Ears might go forward, but it's just probably an even speed at best. There's not a what you call a natural leader.
Okay, so no real natural go-forward horse. As far as your selections in this race, what sort of an angle have you taken?
No, I'll be going wide in this leg of the quaddy for a start. I think the interesting one's Miss Coolangatta. She's basically been a sprinter her whole career. Jumped up to 1,600, ran well. Jumped up to 2,040 and won last Friday night. She's on a five-day backup, dropping back in trip, and now with the penalty, she's got a bit of weight. But she's in such good form, and Paul Prusk is such a good trainer. I don't think he'd be doing this on a whim. So I'm going with her, but with limited confidence, I'm going to load this leg of the quaddy up. Pomando, I thought, was a really smart ride to win at Benalla last start. Piero City did quite a good job first up, number five, and one more tries now, won three of its past four, won well first up. Can be competitive here, but as the market suggests, probably not a lot between them and even Egyptian Gold. 6, 4, 5, and 2.
So we go 6 from 4, 5, and 2 there from Dean. What's your take, Warren?
Yeah, really hard race to sort out, Nards. I suppose after you watch Miss Coolangatta win at Moonee Valley last Friday night over the 2040, you didn't expect it to be backing up within a week and back to 1,600 metres. I'm a fan of One More Try, and I just think, although she's probably going to be looking for further as opposed to you juggling whether Miss Coolangatta can come back in trip, might have been a bit of a bonus win first up, saved the ground and was able to get through near the inside, but gee, there was merit in the victory, and she just kept getting stronger up that little bit in distance here with that run under the belt. I'm going to go with 2, 1 More Try. I didn't know how to factor in Miss Coolangatta, but her overall form is just too good to ignore, and she was good here over 1,600 metres behind Merchant Venice two starts ago. So her 1,600 metre Bendigo form's looking good on the evidence of that run. Piero City was good, winning first run across the Tasman for the Besutton and Young camp. Up to 1,600 metres should suit, and a really smart ride from Pomando, as Dean mentioned, to win last start. But last preparation, when she held found form, she tended to hold it. 2, 6, 5, 4.
So we go 2 from 6, 5, and 4 in that event from Warren, and Dean goes 6, 4, 5, 2. That's a look at race 5, first leg of the quaddy. Now to race 6. This is a 1,400 metre benchmark 64. Take out the 8, and we'll go through the market now. Trent, what's happening?
Nadia, we don't have an odds on favourite, but judging by how the betting has been throughout this morning, Ring a Ding Ding might get into the red at some point. 220 was on offer this morning and is now an even money favourite for the 6 on the card. Esther Arc has been pretty firm as the $4.80 second elect. Mercy Street has had admirers, presently on the third line at $5.50. My Mother Says has eased from 5 to 6. Also, Heart of All has drifted from $7.50 to 11. And then Royal Order heads the others at 13 there. But in the 6, there's been a good backing for the favourite Ring-a-Ding-Ding, who has tightened from $2.20 into an even money favourite.
Okay, so that's a look at that event. Ring-a-Ding-Ding has had pretty good support. How do they map here, Dean?
No, it's, I think the speed probably is out wider, My Mother Says, and Parsifal. I think in the field of 9, they're probably the two most likely to go forward, and then it's a line of the likes of King Kauai, Mercy Street, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, Eshtarak, probably taking it up behind them. But I do think the speed comes across from out wider.
Okay, so the speed from out wide on the track. As far as your selections in this race, Warren, there's been pretty good support now for Ring-a-Ding-Ding. How do you assess the horse?
I can understand that, Nancy. He was outstanding at Moonee Valley, recent addition to the Weir stable, really strong to the line behind Sunset Watch, and even some of his form prior to joining the Weir stable behind the likes of Eldorado, Dreaming, Sandbar, Graff and Irukandji. It's a terrific form reference. He looks to have settled in well to Weary's training regime. He should be better out to 1,400 metres and even better with that run under the belt. So I like him, number 10, Ring-a-Ding-Ding. I thought Eshtarak was a really solid performance behind Vinland last up. That's going to be a bit of a strong form reference, that benchmark 64, I'm sure. It's already proving to be. He'd be fitter with that run under the belt, and he's a good second-up horse. Royal Order's a real query runner for me, and the track pattern will be a bit evident by this stage of the day. Drawn nearer the inside, and a horse that's getting get out over further. But big track like Bendigo, first up for Mick Kent, I could see Royal Order powering home, and Parsifal fitter for one run back from a spell. 10-3-2-1.
10 from 3-2-1 in that event from Warren. How do you see it, Dean?
Yeah, I like very similarly. I think Ring A Ding Ding will win. He was very good first up, worked into the race from mid-race three wide and strong through the line. The bigger track and the longer trip are going to suit. I think he should win. I'll be taking Eshterark in the quarter just in case. I think he's come back quite well. He trialled up nicely before a solid first up run at Flemington, and they're the two for me. One Parsifal, probably just laboured a bit under the weight and at the shorter trip, probably gets up on the speed here and runs well. And next best, number 7, My Mother Says, who's in good form, will be up on the pace. 10 to win from 3, 1 and 7.
So 10, 3, 1, 7 from Dean, both Dean and Warren with the favourite in race 6. We go to race 7 now. This is over 2,400 metres and there are no scratchings, Trent.
For the 17, Nadia, Truly High is the favourite at $3.30. But the firmer during the morning has been Not An Ambi Turner for the Zoolander fans, $4.40 into $3.80. Charlie Road, solid as a $5 third elect. Imperial Edition, just out from $6 to $6.50. Similar for Mr. Sheridan, who's been $8 to $8.50. And then you've got Tough Vicky, who heads the rest at $12. Truly High, a $3.30 favourite for race 7. But the tightener has been Not An Ambi Turner, $4.40 into $3.80 this morning.
Yeah, it's a nice go there with quite a few chances, obviously, in this race being a wide betting event. What does the pace look like, Dean?
Yeah, he might be the speed, Not An Ambi Turner now. Maybe that's the support for him. I thought he'd probably lead up from the likes of maybe Rex Bell and Tough Bicky's a bit of a grinder. I thought he might try and get a little bit closer to the speed. Probably depends where Imperial Edition wants to go from that wider draw. Probably think she'd tuck in, but has drawn the second outside gate.
Let's talk about our selections in the race then. We're up to race number 7. Dean, who do you think will win the race?
Yeah, not a high confidence race for me, Nards, but I'm with the weird pair of Truly High and Imperial Edition. They came through same race at Mornington recently, and I think they'll finish in that sort of order again. I'm going with Truly High to beat Imperial Edition. I think chances to Charlie Road through a different form line. Patient Ride got him home last start, and Not An Ambi Turner lightly raced. Can make its own luck and certainly looks in the mix. But, yeah, wide leg of the quaddie for me. Now it's 8, 10, 6 and 9.
So 8, 10, 6 and 9. Warren?
I'm trimming up this leg to some extent. It's my skinniest leg of the quaddie. Oh, I do think it's a pretty even quaddie. And I think that race at Mornington behind Steel Prince is the key form reference here. And I thought Truly High ran well there. Arguably, things haven't gone perfectly since that win at Sandown. We've really sprinted quickly to beat Harvard there. And I think now hard and fit out in this distance range. I think it's a good race for Truly High. Charlie Road was so well ridden to win last start. He's just a real staying type up that little bit more in trip on the spacious track. He's certainly going to suit. I like the fact that Ben Allen's able to stay aboard. Not An Ambi Turner is probably the one that we don't have a real ceiling on yet. Relatively lightly raced and arguably open to more improvement, still learning his craft and riding the speed. He might be able to give a kick. He was able to get his maiden out of the way in that manner a couple of starts ago. And Imperial Edition next best through the same form line as my top selection. 8, 6, 9, 10.
So we go 8 from 6, 9 and 10 in that race from Warren. Now we're over to the final event today, race number 8. This is over 1,300 metres. You can take out runners 3, 10, 18 and also number 19.
Nadia, we have a dominant favourite in Bravo Tango. 2.40 this morning, got into as short as 2.20 and currently at 2.30. Indian Thunder, for the majority of the morning, has been around about the $6.50 to $7 mark, but has actually come into $6 not too recently. Spirit of Aquata at the $7 mark. Super Snob hasn't budged too far, $7.50. For sure, there's been a little bit of specking now at 8, and a couple of others that have also had support at a bigger price. You've got Joseph B&C, 18 into 11, and also In The Nile, who's been as much as 21 into 13. Bravo Tango, still a dominant favourite at $2.30, but perhaps if you're having a quaddie, just something for the exotics, you've got Joseph B&C and In The Nile that have had specking at bigger prices.
So a couple spec from longer odds in. How do they map in this race, Dean?
Nards, I'm not clear cut here, but I think Definia probably for sure, Super Snob, they've all drawn together in that inside to middle, and whether the likes of Josephine C out wider at this trip and Spirit of Aquata even might race relatively handy, but yeah, a little bit unsure about the map.
Okay, so it looks a bit of a question mark, the map in the race. Warren, what's your top tip?
I'm going with Indian Thunder, Nards, because I think he's quite a reliable galloper. I've liked the way he's been progressing this preparation, and at this stage of the campaign, big track here and working home down the middle of the track could well suit him, and you can probably back him on an each-way basis. I've got no doubt the best talent in the race is Bravo Tango. Getting back away from the straight and round a bend could suit him, but he still does a lot wrong, but he might just gobble up this field, and as I said, I'm sure he's the most talented galloper in the race. Spirit of the Carter is going well. That track in the soft ride rating at the start of the day is a real bonus for him, and the cool weather about might even help the edge just be off the track by the time this race is run. That's a bit of a key to him being a winning chance, and I think For Sure gets a nice run and drawn well, as I said, and was good winning first up. Should be fitter with that run under the belt and might be a little bit over the odds. 5, 2, 8, 17.
So we go 5 from 2, 8 and 17. What about you, Dean?
I totally agree. I think he's the value of the day, Indian Thunder. He's ready to win. He's had the 3 runs in. His effort last start was very good, and this is a very suitable race. Bravo Tango is a real talent, and he can get it a bit wrong, but his first up run was certainly encouraging, and I think they're the two main chances. Maybe a little chance to Super Snob first up, and next best, 8 Spirit of Aquata, as Warren's outlined the case there. 5, 2, 15 and 8.
So we go 5 from 2, 15 and 8 in the final event from Dean. Dean, what's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Nards, my best is Ring-a-Ding-Ding, race 6, number 10. Best value for me is the last, race 8, number 5, Indian Thunder. The quaddy, first leg 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Second leg 3 and 10. Third leg 3, 6, 8, 9 and 10. And the last leg, 2, 5 and 15. And play of the day for me will be a parlay 2, 3, 4. They're all for the win. Race 1, number 4, and that is More Than Ever. Race 4, number 8, and that is Subraise. Race 6, number 10, Ring-a-Ding-Ding. Race 8, number 5, Indian Thunder.
Good punting. Thanks, Dan.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester, what about you, Warren?
Yeah, I think he stands out. Race 6, number 10, Ring-a-Ding-Ding is the best, Nards. A couple of value. I agree Indian Thunder's value. I'll make race 5, number 2, one more try. My value for a point of difference. For the quaddy, first leg 2, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Second leg 1, 2, 3 and 10. Third leg 6, 8 and 9. And the last leg loading up with 2, 5, 8, 15 and 17. With Ring-a-Ding-Ding being the best bet of the day, I'm going to try and get something out of the daily double, effectively trimming up the second and the last legs of the quaddy. First leg, number 10, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, one out, into numbers 2, 5 and 8 in the second leg.
Warren, thanks for that, and let's hope it's a winning day for all.
Thanks, Nard.
Warren Huntley, Dean Lester, with the preview of today's meeting from Bendigo. What have been the best back runners today with the tab, Trent?
Nadia, probably a couple of notable tab movers. We'll go race 3, number 8, Madam Stoll, who has shortened from 220 into $1.90, despite the misgivings of both Dean and Warren about how short that price is for Madam Stoll. But they agree, race 6, number 10, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, who has firmed from $2.20 into $2. And the main two for Bendigo so far this morning, race 3, number 8, Madam Stoll, and race 6, number 10, Ring-a-Ding-Ding. You've just heard what Dean and Warren have had to say with their best and value of the day. They agree that their best is in the 6, number 10, Ring-a-Ding-Ding. In regards to the value, Dino's best value of the day comes up in the last of 8 races. Number 5, Indian Thunder. $6 the win, $2 the place with tab fixed odds. Warren also didn't mind Indian Thunder, but he's gone for his point of difference. Race 5, number 2, one more try. $4.20 the win with tab fixed odds.
We'll talk later. Thanks, Trent.
Thanks, Nadia.